Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. August 1, 2022. Garden of Eden instead of desert. We feel how far we are from each other and nothing attracts us to connect because we feel the taste of dust in this connection. But if we try to bring a new taste to this state, then this will bring us much closer to each other. How can this connection be revived and instead of the taste of dust the spirit of life be brought into it? We need to add water to it, Hasidim, and dust will turn into earth. Where can we get this water from? Well, even from tears. Cry that you feel the taste of dust in your connections. We need to revive these connections, and then the Creator will be revealed in them. We cry out of regret that we are not able to come closer to each other. Egoistic desires do not allow us to unite into one heart and reveal the upper world, eternal life, and the Creator. Of course, we are not able to do it ourselves, but we must ask. Then the upper light will influence us and unite us. It is necessary to feel the taste of dust, because it is the truth, and work together to turn this dust, this desert, into the Garden of Eden. From the first part of the Daily Kabbalah lesson, July 26, 2022. The ruin as an opportunity for correction. We are all 1:10. Question: we gathered at the Congress, but no one came as a whole 10, except for the Baltic students. What role does my permanent 10 that stayed at home and is now in touch with us play in my efforts and the efforts of each of us? Answer: at such gatherings, it is not necessary to divide into tens. You are all 1:10 wherever you are in the world right now. Whether you have been sitting at home near Vilnius or in Latvia, it does not matter. The most important thing is global connection. We see friends here from Russia, Georgia, Italy, Kiev, and the Baltic states. So do not split up. In principle, you feel that you are all together, you study the same methodology, you belong to the same stream, direction, aspiration, you all belong to the same heart. I do not see any difference. From the Arava Convention in Europe, Lithuania 2022, Lesson 1, July 22, 2022. Are we ready to unite? Question: you said that women know how to ask. Every day we compose our prayers in every 10. What should we include in them now? How can we improve our prayers these days to come to a single heart? Answer: we must feel what distances exist between us, and how we would like to get rid of them so that our movement toward bestowal and love is directed from us, to others, from each of us, toward the others. That is when we will feel whether we are ready to unite or not. Maybe we are not yet, after all. Try to feel if there is motion between us, only to bestow toward others but not back to yourself. From the Arava Convention in Europe, Lithuania 2022, Lesson 1, July 22, 2022. Why is it so hard to be in constant prayer? Question: why is it always so hard to hold on to a constant prayer during the lesson? Why are we thrown out all the time? Why do we need these entries and exits in prayer? Answer: this happens because you do not prepare yourself enough for it. If you were preparing for it more, asking the Creator not to be disconnected, to think correctly all the time, then it would be different. Instead, you turn up at the lesson and only now you start thinking about what you should do. But you need to think about it during all the hours before the lesson or before such a gathering as we have now. From the Arava Convention in Europe, Lithuania 2022, Lesson 1, July 22, 2022. How to acquire love for the Creator. Therefore, We should know that we were given love of friends to learn how to avoid blemishing the king's honor. In other words, if he has no other desire except to give contentment to the king, he will certainly blemish the king's honor, which is called passing on kedusha, holiness/sanctity, to the external ones. For this reason, we mustn't underestimate the importance of the work in love of friends, for by that he will learn how to exit self-love and enter the path of love of others. And when he completes the work of love of friends, he will be able to be rewarded with love of the Creator. Rabash, Come Unto Pharaoh, 2, Article 13, 1986. Comment: there is certain absoluteness in this article that there is no gradual revelation of the Creator. Rabash says strongly, when he completes the work of love of friends, he will be able to be rewarded with love of the Creator. My response: this happens because there are no partial decisions relative to the Creator and there is no way to do something by a few percent. Regarding the Creator, one can act only from a completely corrected kli, desire. That is why it is said, from love for the created beings to the love for the Creator. The more you love your friends or connect with them, the closer you come to the Creator. But the fact is that it may not be felt. After all, we do have degrees of closeness between us, but we have not yet revealed the Creator. In order to do this, we need a complete kli. From the Arava Convention in Europe, Lithuania 2022, Lesson 2, July 22, 2022. What determines human health? Question: some scientists say that if reality is just a holographic illusion, then it cannot be argued that consciousness is a function of the brain. What really is consciousness? Answer: consciousness is not a function of our brain. Consciousness is part of energy, matter, information, and properties I receive when I connect to the general information volume. That is, this is what is formed in me when I am connected to the general volume. Comment: scientists believe that this transformational change of our views of biological structures allowed researchers to learn that medicine and healing processes can change under the influence of the holographic paradigm. My response: absolutely. After all, our body is programmed. It is controlled by the very forces that we receive from outside. These forces carry all the information about the body as well as about its health. If we correctly connect to the external information, then our body is healed. Conversely, incorrect connection causes all the diseases. Comment: some scientists also say that the apparent physical structure of the body is but a holographic projection of consciousness. It becomes clear that each of us is much more responsible for our health than current medical wisdom allows. Similarly, controversial new healing techniques such as visualization may work well because, in the holographic domain of thought, images are ultimately as real as reality. My response: of course. Unfortunately, modern medicine exists inside this consumer. In fact, we should think not about what we receive inside, but how we connect to the general information field. The quality of our connection with the external field is, in principle, responsible for the state of our health. We must be aligned with it. This field is built only on the property of bestowal and love, like all of nature around us. If we wish to create the same properties in us, then we will connect to it and begin to perceive its information completely unhindered. Thus, we will become absolutely healthy and will understand and feel the whole of creation, the whole of the universe. We will become as eternal and perfect as all nature. And our desire to constantly separate, dismember, and compartmentalize everything only moves us away from health, eternity, and perfection, and does not allow us to see the true picture of the universe. The result is all the crises we are experiencing. They are needed in order to push us to change our paradigm, to ensure that we correctly connect to this general field. From Cab TV's Close Up. Hologram, July 28, 2011. We are all somewhat autistic. Comment: I read about some research about the impact on the neurotypical students of placing children with autism spectrum disorder with neurotypical students. A researcher found that the neurotypical students picked up some of the behaviors of the ASD students. My response: the fact is that autistic people do not have awareness of their environment or the world around them. They interact only in a specific, limited way where they feel they are in control of the situation. Their contact with the world occurs within a very narrow range. Even their speech and actions are very restricted and inflexible. We need to understand them. This is a borderline property of souls characteristic of our time. If we look at humanity with different A's, we would see a huge number of people who are mentally and psychologically not quite well. After all, apart from 20-30% of autistic people and all others who are in various institutions, most of the people you see on the street also do not feel quite well, comfortable, or adequate in our world. They perceive themselves to be strangers in this world or the world as alien relative to themselves. This is not a problem because in this world we all are truly strangers, like some kind of aliens. Our soul has descended from the upper world, and we must raise it back there during this lifetime in the material world. At the same time, the body of both a healthy person and an autistic person, should we call him sick in this sense, remains animalistic. But the process of the soul ascending from our world to the upper world really gives a person such a sense of transformation that he sometimes feels mentally, emotionally, and psychologically unwell, that is, not as a normal animal but as existing between two worlds. He feels that he belongs somewhere else, does not understand what is happening in this world and does not feel it as someone firmly rooted in this world does. Today we are in a process when, in some ways, we are all a bit autistic and will only be more and more like them. From CabTV's Close-Up. Special Territory, May 17, 2011. Michael Leitman, on Quora: is instantaneous transmission, conduction possible? The system we exist in is absolutely closed, integral and analog. Everything is interconnected out of time, that is, time is zero. There is practically no space between objects. We feel objects existing at some distance, as interacting in some kind of wave, time and process, but in fact, it is all non-existent. Distance, time, motion and interaction is all superimposed on one single integral picture of nature by our egoistic self-serving mode of perception. When we look at an object, we start dividing it into parts with our egoism, and we see distances between these parts, painting various connection between objects. We perceive distance in such a way because of the way we are created. However, if we had the same makeup as the objects themselves, a makeup that is integral, global and located outside of our egoism, which divides and treats everything from the position of how much closer or further away from us the object is, and how much more useful or harmful one or another phenomenon is to us, then we would not share anything. We would perceive these objects as a single whole, with no distance, time, movement, and no transmission or conduction of information. Everything would be instantaneous, in one place. In other words, everything depends on our perception and our senses. If we correct our perception to perceive and sense the integral and whole reality, then we will see that everything exists in a single expression, and transmission and conduction of information would be instantaneous as we would gain the perception of all information as omnipresent. Based on CabTV's Close-Up. Human Genome with Cablist Dr. Michael Leitman on July 17, 2011. Written, edited by students of Cablist Dr. Michael Leitman.